It's 11 after 5.
Oliver Callan, how are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
In the words of Derek Mooney, absolutely fantastic.
You're looking very well.
I'm nervous, scared.
Are you nervous, scared about tonight?
I am, yeah, because, you know, you have to be scared enough to make something that you care about any good. So that's what my state of mind has been for the last week.
Now, yours is recorded and in the bag and everything.
It is.
Will you watch it?
I think I actually will, because one thing I can't watch is any of the Chat Show, any Late Late or Saturday Night Show appearances when I'm being myself. I wouldn't listen back to this, for example, on the radio player.
I probably won't either. I hate listening to myself being myself.
Nobody else will, anyway. But I can't watch myself. But because I'm in characters,
Why can't you watch yourself?
I don't know. It's kind of
you frighten yourself.
Yeah, it's just too weird. It's just weird. Yeah. I don't like looking at it. But I mean, so many costumes and makeup and prosthetics and stuff I just see the character instead of me. Anyway, you know,
is that why you started doing different voices? Because you didn't like yourself?
There's probably a little bit of that in there, you know. I hate myself, and
so therefore I will be.
Kurt Cobain's, you know, first draft of his song was "I hate myself and I want to mimic." Was
tonight, but, Oliver, I will be. what was the first character you did?
God, are you talking about like school as a kid and stuff like that?
Let's go to school first. Yeah.
Do you remember there was a show called 999 on BBC? They used to reconstruct disasters.
Okay, yes, I do,
and so
actually.
On. And it was really serious. Michael Burke was the presenter, and he used to be the newsreader.
Yeah.
And I used to do that in primary school, I remember, and everyone was going, do your Michael Burke, how weird is that?
Right. Yeah.
And then I did a lot of Gay Byrne when I was in secondary school, because he's good at scolding and pronouncing things very, very specifically.
Yeah.
But I also thought the difficulty with Gay, because his voice goes up and down, is getting the laugh. Well done, Sonny, well done. Thank you.
That's it.
That's kind of it, yeah.
And how long would it take? The laugh would start off as something like, ha, 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 ha. And would you listen back, or did you do it to a mirror, or did you do it to your friends?
Actually, laughs are very important in every character.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how Imelda May laughs, because that's a new character we have on the show tonight. Because she's all kind of, you know, it's like Give Up Your Old Sins, and there we are, and, you know, singing to me, Mammy, Dad, we're all great, and then, God, you know, it was twirly and great, and then I was in the Liberties, and then I'm having the millions, and everything, I was thrilled skinny and all. And then she just, you know, bursts into laughter. I don't know if she kind of fully laughs at that, but
I don't think I've ever heard Imelda May laugh. Now, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I think she has a kind of a mad laugh, as most people do when they're entertainers. Yeah,
but I was thinking as well. One of the big laughs that I immediately get is Brendan O'Carroll's when he does Mrs. Brown.
Yeah, that's right. That's the laugh everyone's do. It really comes from the back of his throat or something.
It's guttural, isn't it? And it's also
very cozy, and it makes you want to laugh as well. And that's the best type of one, isn't it?
It's guttural. It's got at least 40 major smoked in it before, you know, and a bottle of Paddy Power. But you're a bottle of Paddy Power, a bottle of powers. But so when did you sort of move into it professionally? You were a newsreader,
weren't
you?
I did a degree in journalism at DCU when I came down. That's how I got out of Monaghan down here.
Is that the only way to get out of Monaghan?
That's the only way to get out, yeah. Okay. It's a claim to fame we have. We have the biggest brain drain in the country, so we have the most number of third level graduates who never ever return to Monaghan.
Does it say that when you're entering Monaghan?
We return on the weekend. That's it, not for life. I did a lot of journalism, and I kind of stopped doing impressions when I went to college. I kind of was looking down serious current affairs and everything, but I was like, as a reporter, I'm hanging around Bertie Ahern and Willie O'Dea, who's going, you don't do these interviews and everything with, you know, these are nice, you are Mike, I buy the kid, as you say down in Limerick. And Bertie just never answered everything, and upsetting the apple tart and all that. And he's always great to journalists. How are you doing? How are things? You know, never say anything even remotely. So I was kind of mimicking them then, sort of secretly almost.
Right.
And then that's when I was reading the news in Today FM. I saw what Mario Rosenstock was doing and said, I could do a bit of that.
Yeah.
So I approached Ian Dempsey, first of all, actually gave them a tape. Actually, I did a mini disc, remember those?
And
my first character was Enda Kenny on Gift Grub 10 years ago, actually.
Wow.
And I've grown up with Enda Kenny ever since. Because he was this, you know, the Merchant Ivory movies and Remains of the Day where none of the characters can express their emotion. That's how Enda Kenny was in 2004. And I wanted to be sexy. I wanted to be everyone's sexy daddy.
Yeah.
So it kind of developed from that. And then, you know, Mario is this juggernaut of comedy in Ireland, so it was never going to work as a duo. There was going to be no Morecambe and Wise moment there.
It was never going to be the Mario and Oliver show. No, I wanted to be the Oliver and Mario show. I'm out of here.
So that's what I did. And I came over here to 2FM, and it was actually a Marty Whelan's breakfast show, which lasted not very long until a couple of agents took it over. And you did your own comedy, so you didn't want me. So I was rejected.
We did want you.
What?
No, Jerry took you. I'm telling you.
I was heading for Radio 1. That's when Jerry stopped me and said, "Where are you? God, God almighty, you can't go to Radio 1. You can, you won't be able to do anything over there." So he said, "Leave that with me." And then 24 hours later, I was on the Jerry Ryan Show.
See,
and
Jerry said to me, "Hayes, you're not having Knob Nation. I'm having that."
So that's what really happened.
"You do your own funny voices," he said. And that's so, because we wanted to keep you on.
Yeah.
So, God, this is confessional, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I kind of feel very sad now.
Do you dream characters? I'm thinking, do you dream as Enda Kenny or Bertie Ahern or...
You certainly think. I think you have to hear them in your head before you're actually able to put them out through your mouth. God, that sounds really odd, doesn't it? Sometimes you get confused because you just... because you send Enda Kenny, like you never hear Enda Kenny saying, "Who's your sexy daddy?"
Yeah.
And you never hear Michael D do that noise. But you just somehow can see them doing it, or you just believe. It's like I'm opening the private world of what these characters are. We see the public world in the news, but then at 9:30 on that Friday we're going to show them the private life.
But see, I believe it does go full circle as well, and I'm sure at some stage Enda Kenny has looked in the mirror and gone, "Who's your sexy daddy?" Because you started, and he's going, "Oh, what have I done?" You know, he's become you, becoming him, becoming you, you know.
I know.
Which would be scary, wouldn't it?
That would be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we're going to take a break, but just stay with us. Oliver Callan is still with us. Any new characters for, because let's mention the show tonight at
half
we 9.
Have
you're taking over the Late Late Show.
Taking over the Late Late Show, yeah.
Slot
for the summer.
Yeah.
So that's going to be...
Do you do tops?
See, it is Friday night.
Of course everyone does tops, you know, and tapping on the desk thing. Which,
yeah.
But wow, yeah, great, summer. Wow, where am I? BBC? I don't know. Who? What? Ha ha, yeah. He always sounds a little bit like he's got a cold or stuffy nose or something. Always fine with Ryan.
You have to hear people on the radio first before you can mimic them properly, I think.
Right, yeah.
Because you watch hours of Tuberty on the Late Late. He's more high pitched because he gets excited and nervous and stuff. Whoa!
But on radio, he has to talk serious and, you know, do his thing. And we're very serious on the show and la la la.
What was I talking about there? Oh, the new characters. Yes.
You're doing Nicky Byrne, aren't you? On it.
Nicky Byrne is great. He's coming on the show. Fantastic. Yeah, great. You know, I'm just kind of normal man, just going about my work. Working 9 to 2. What a way to top up your living. Anyway, it's going to be great and he's going to love it.
Yeah.
No, he won't. But, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, great. Fantastic. Because Louis said, I had to do Nicky. And it's very important to do Nicky. Because, you know, and I said the whole country is a banana republic. It's like Bob Geldof said. It's a disaster. I'm going to get my band to do Croke Park. I'll do them. I'll do all 5 nights. And we'll do matinees as well. 10 concerts over 5 nights. My new band, Louis Pension. Yeah. I'm just being honest.
BLPs.
I'm being honest. I give all my stories to Colm. I ring Colm if I want something in the papers all the time.
Oh, yeah. Louis was my manager once. That's why. He was years ago.
I'm still your manager. You don't even know it. I'm in fighting with the RT execs on your behalf all the time.
You still owe me £20, Louis.
I don't have it. I don't have the money. I spent it on the band. It's all invested.
Okay, anyone else completely new? Imelda May, Nicky Byrne.
Imelda May, Nicky Byrne.
Ray Darcy's on as well, because you need to put other people and other stations, not just slag the hand that feeds. And the important thing about Ray is the sigh. Talking to people and say, "How are you, Colm? Is it raining in Dundalk?"
Yeah.
No. Okay. What's in Ray's head? I don't know. I have no opinions. Text them in now. Text the show.
He's in there as well. Who else have we got? New Bod and Amy, you might have seen in the promos as well. You know, just bringing everyone into her happy, inoffensive, lovely,
you've
beautiful
turned
world.
Into Brian O'Driscoll again,
you know, it takes a little, you have to do a bit of squinting and, you know, not open your mouth too much. And, when you're talking about physical, I had to do a whole scene as Queen Elizabeth, who's addressing Ireland tonight.
Right.
You know, and she is obviously in her 80s, so she's hunched over, and that, like, really hurt my back for a long time. And this is going to sound bad, but doing Michael D, because of his height, I'm on my knees doing Michael D.
Okay, yes.
For a whole sketch. And that was very painful as well.
For both.
My work, my knees. But of course, I welcomed all the ministers today at the Oris to welcome their new seals of office. Yes, sir. Pat Rabbit, I think, has eaten his seal of office, so, you know, he'll never get it back from him.
Now, all of the World Cup. How are you with the World Cup?
The World Cup has been significant. It is the end. It's the end of Bill O'Herlihy. It is a finality for him.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't know how old Bill is. I think if you cut him in half and count the rings, you find out. But to celebrate today, ahead of the World Cup final, we've given Bill a Brazilian. And he's a very good Brazilian as it was too, I have to say, sure. I haven't felt anything down there since Mary Kennedy interviewed me in 87. Oh, it's been absolutely brilliant. But HG is unforgiving, so we have to go.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, John? Hang on, John's asleep.
Hello there, yeah. Hopefully Brazil is going to win there, Bill.
All right, no, they're gone, yeah. And I love how Dunphy got so upset when Brazil, because it's the young people on the streets.
Yeah,
he's always crying. It's the young people who play street football, like Liam and Johnny here, before they turned into seals.
Yeah,
they were the great people, and I'm crying now. I'm crying for the love of the beautiful game. My darling bride, Johnny Chan.
I love when he just say like Johnny played professional football for, and like it was 1978 the last time Johnny kicked a ball.
I don't even remember himself there.
Johnny, do you remember what sport
actually,
it was?
I've been sitting in this chair since 1845. And actually, I just have to be sitting in the right place, and RT was created around me.
Yeah.
I was sitting there, and one day Dev was there at 45 Bishops opening RT, and sure, I've been sitting in the chair ever since.
We don't
it's
actually
a massive
know.
Chair, by the way, isn't it? It's Bill's chair.
We don't know if we can get Bill out because it was built around it. It's like that when you get a big bed and then you build a house around it. But they've given you years, haven't they?
Well, I mean, Apre Match, obviously. And Apre Match was 98, wasn't it? They're the guys who own that crew.
Yeah.
But we did loads of Dunphy on Jerry Ryan Show.
Yeah.
Because Jerry used to just love. We always had wine opening in the background.
Was there a bit of trouble with that at one stage?
Trouble with everything we did.
Okay,
which for that specific sketch, or was it when we had Enda Kenny dress as a woman? Or was it Brian Cowan drinking the drinks cabinet all the time?
Actually, Oliver, I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you about crossing the line, where the line is, how far you should push the line, and maybe you give me a masterclass in impersonations. But I'll tell you what, we want to take a break. We want to take some music. Oliver Callan is staying with us. Callan Kicks tonight, 9:35, RT1. Oliver Callan is still with us, and actually we were just talking there before about the line and getting to the line and what the line is.
Do you know the line, and do you enjoy crossing it?
God, we used to cross the line all the time with Jerry, but now that it's got serious, it's TV, we're told the line all the time, and we toe the line.
And is the line further back in TV than in radio?
Actually, I'm not sure it is. It's just because it's TV, you tend to, there's so many other things because of visual gags and stuff going on as well. Like we have a Rachel Allen sketch tonight, which is a bit close to the bone, so there's been a bit of talk. But, you know, they have to trust the producers in here as well, who tell you how far you can go for the good of the show.
Is there
a team? Keep it funny, don't you, instead of going nasty.
I have this sort of vision of there's a team of lawyers as you're doing the sketches, and they're going, not funny, libelous, defamation. No, it doesn't work like that.
A little bit of that, but you have to know the line yourself, don't you?
Yeah, but then
so we're not attacking anyone who's vulnerable. Being from a small underprivileged minority myself, you know, being from County Monaghan, that's the
very few left.
You have to be aware of not taking people.
Yeah,
off.
But when
we make fun of, basically, are well able for. Let's put it that way.
When you get to the line, do you like just pushing it? I mean, you push it out a little bit.
You can't. You just can't help it.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, there's a Sunday game with Des Cahill, in which he basically can't really say words, even though they're written down in front of him. You know, and then Pat Splann, of course, is there. He closes his eyes. And does that swallowing thing halfway through, and once he gets to the end of every sentence that finishes with serious intensity, that's the most important thing. Which you have to be aware of. The GAA, they're like the Catholic Church now, aren't they, in Ireland? They run the place.
That's all that's left, yeah. So they'll come after. But they have problems anyway with country and western singers and local residents. I think you'll be okay, you know.
Just put Nathan Carter on for 5 nights, you know, for the 3 nights, whatever. You can just keep going.
I love the idea today that they were coming up with a compromise whereby they do a matinee and then an evening. So we're going to open a gate, right? And it's 80,000, we're going to go out that gate. And then they'd look around, empty, empty, and then open up the other gate. And Gareth would be still on stage going, oh, Jesus, why did I agree?
And then, you know, with Friends in Low Places playing, you'll have the Gardaí and stewards to end of match positions, please. And then when no one would leave, it would be big plan B on the screen. Plan B.
And then they'd bring the tanks in again. British tanks and come in.
See, Jesus, there's the line. That's the line.
Is that the line?
Yeah.
Have I crossed
Although it?
Although
it was, what was it, 19?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
It's time to move on, isn't it?
Billy Hurley did the
19. Oh, I was there for that, I was the reporter, actually. And Marty Morrissey's. Well, actually, only his head was formed at that stage, but Marty was there. Marty is actually Matter.
Yeah.
That's one of the hardest impressions I do, your Marty, because he comes from the back of the throat, and Marty always talks like he's commentating all the time. Holy Moses! Exciting times.
Marty sounds like sometimes he's actually swallowed the radio that he's broadcasting from.
Exactly, that's a brilliant description. Marty likes a party.
So anyway, masterclass. Everyone out there, everyone thinks they can do an impression. Now, over the years in radio and stuff, I've done a few bits and pieces. I've done a bit of Jerry Adams for a while.
Let's see. The hardest ones are the ones that go from range where they can go low and really high. So Marion Finucane.
You're going to try and get me to do Marion Finucane?
Marion Finucane. You should be able to because...
Okay.
Because Marion is actually quite low at times. And don't forget that she is quite a heavy smoker and sometimes can't get to the end of sentence. Yeah. But then out of nowhere she goes high and says things. It has to be said.
So Marion starts quite low, does she?
That's huskier.
Marion starts quite low and then she takes a cigarette and goes, I don't believe it. Close down
something
the country
like
again. Now, Dave, what's your favourite movie?
Dave Fanning Carson as well. You smack him in and just keep talking away in the sentence. You never even get to the end of a sentence. You just keep yapping away all the time. What are we talking about? David Bowie? I don't know anymore.
You got the
There's
laugh.
The laugh.
You got the laugh. Who's your favourite? Who's your daddy?
It changes from week to week.
Does
it? It's kind of like, who is new? Indy Kinney's just part of my DNA now. You can just think and speak and do everything is Indy Kinney, including the elbow rub when you get a woman by the hand.
Right.
Give her the old elbow rub and reassure her.
Look her directly in the eye. Yeah, that Mayo way.
Make sure your quiff is pointed towards Kesselbert at all times.
Yeah.
But let me see. David Norris is probably the best one to do because you can go all out and you can talk excited. I don't care who listens to me anymore. I am the man. And he's just so rich and excited and exuberant and use massive words like anti-disestablishmentarianism. I don't care anymore. David Norris, go on.
Completely. David Norris is completely outrageous like that and completely says things that he absolutely doesn't mean at all. And I should have been the bloody president. I mean, those Greeks, those Greeks coming to trouble again with the boys. Is that okay?
That's the line again.
Yeah.
And in a way, everyone sort of thinks they can do a Bono.
Yeah.
But there's a Californian twang in there, something, you know, when he gets into his world and he uses those dramatic pauses to think about where he's going to go in his next sentence. Because the aura of Ireland is in me and within me, and I believe that I'm here, but I feel and I like.
You're turning
to your Bono.
Oh, you want me to
that's
do it?
It's turning into, I don't know, a Beckett play or something.
You were turning into...
good to lose my mind there, but that's what happens when you go into
could
character.
Be Bono, waiting for Bono by Beckett. That doesn't sound like Bono at all, does it?
No, I didn't want to say. Getting lots of head shakes on the other side of the glass as well.
Okay, so you have a new character. Well, not a new character, but you were just doing Leo Varadkar there for me off stage.
Yes,
Is he tough?
Leo Varadkar is just very simple. You just put on as smug a face as you possibly can. You speak very, very low. Even and he sounds like he's been in the door for decades, but he's actually only about 2 or 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
But he is a medical doctor, and that's the most important thing to remember, because as you know, when you meet GPs and doctors, they only know medicine and nothing else that's in the world. But I wish everyone the best. And of course, I was hoping for Foreign Affairs because the only public mode of transport I've ever been on is the government jet.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's all going to work out in the end.
I'd like to hear Leo Varadkar drunk.
Is just the same, except I've had a shandy. Yeah, I admit I've had a shandy. And don't ask me to do Leo Varadkar laugh, because there is none.
He never has.
Ha ha.
It was removed. I like that laugh.
But I'm on the gin tonight. It's gin o'clock. How much more are we going on, Hayes? It's time to go.
Yes,
half
it is.
Half past nine. I'll be there. The pims will be flying into me. They will.
It is time to go. Oliver, listen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Oh, sorry. Thank you very much. See, I slipped it in by accident there.
Yeah, yeah. Just finish with Louis, because I always do.
It's such a good show. It's going to be a huge show. It's after the news. You know, you've got to watch all the stuff about the reshuffle. No one cares. They want Gareth Brooks, a half-hour special. And it's going to go into Callan's Cakes for half an hour. You've got Imelda May, the Queen. You've got Amy Huberman. It's going to be huge.
Brilliant. Listen, best of luck at the show. I know it's going to be great. See you, Oliver.
Thanks.